The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. The benefits of putting up a real Christmas tree. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, now that the Christmas season is here, you may already have your Christmas tree up and fully decorated inside your home. If not, well, you and your family may want to consider putting up a real Christmas tree this year.
It's a great family experience, and there's also some really significant environmental benefits to using real Christmas trees as your Christmas tree decoration.
And that's Lenny Farley, Extension Forester with Purdue University.
One of the best things you can do is think about buying your tree locally. Whether you want to go to a choose and cut operation and have that family experience of cutting down your own tree, or whether you want to buy a pre-cut tree either at one of the farms or one of the local sales outlets. And I think as important, you're supporting local farms to keep those folks in business.
He says many of your local Christmas tree farms also provide a great deal of environmental and sustainability benefits year-round.
One of the great stories of live Christmas trees is for every tree cut, typically there's 1 to 3 trees planted. Only about 20 to 30% of the trees in a farm might be cut every year, sometimes less. And so there's this constant cover of trees on this site that's great for soil conservation. It's providing some wildlife habitat. It provides a really beautiful landscape for many folks to see with those conifers out there year-round.
Farley adds that recycling that live Christmas tree after the holidays provides additional benefits.
One is to cut the log of the tree, the central part, into sections and save those logs as used for a Yule log next Christmas. The other thing folks can do is keep their Christmas tree intact and use it as a bird feeder. And so you can actually take your Christmas tree out, lean it against a fence, and you can place soot cakes. Sometimes we take pine cones, kind of jam peanut butter in them and roll them in seeds. All those make great bird feeders and provide cover for the birds as well in terms of the birds being able to run in and out of the branches and the greenery.
Check out more of my conversation with Lenny Farley as he gives out some tips for maintaining your live Christmas tree inside your home during the holidays. It's at MichiganAgToday.com.
When it comes to their customers, Seed Genetics Direct can be a little nosy. They want to know where you live, your farm's geography and soil type, and even your environmental challenges. After all, Seed Genetics Direct uses more than 40 company-owned and third-party research locations throughout Indiana and Ohio to test their corn and soybean lineups. And with that many research locations, there's at least one similar to your farm that will help Seed Genetics Direct guide you on the path to growing success. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Hi, I'm Luther Marquardt, and I'm Executive Vice President of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Bitter cold air trying to move out of the Great Lakes over the next couple of days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. Here's what's going on. We do have a weak low passing through southern parts of Ontario. That's keeping clouds top of mind here this afternoon into this evening, and maybe a little bit of precipitation in eastern parts of the UP, northern lower Michigan. Through the weekend, we see on again, off again clouds, but no major precipitation threat. There is a large scale Clipper system moving this direction, diving a little bit farther south. We've gone back and forth, this thing trying to run out of gas before it gets to us, but I think we do see some decent cloud cover around from tomorrow night right on through Sunday, and we have to allow for a little bit of light snow and flurry action over southern parts of lower Michigan. I believe the best accumulations on snow will be a little bit farther south in Indiana if they can hold together. Now, once we get into the late weekend and into early next week, high pressure comes back in. It's another cold surge, so temperatures well below normal. I think we're dry for Monday, seeing some scattered snow showers come through on Tuesday with accumulations of anywhere from probably 1 to 4 inches, the way it looks right now. Secondary low comes through Tuesday night. Wednesday can give us another 2 to 4 inches over the region. So nice snows in there at midweek, but we dry down by Thursday. Another system coming in late Friday that dives a little farther south, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. I think we see some northern fringe action from that before we dry out completely for the weekend of the 13th, 14th. We stay dry through the 15th, 16th, and then start to warm up dramatically the second half of that week. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Plants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
Time now for Michigan Ag Today's Thursday Farm Market Review. And for that, we check in with Andy Eubank and Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. They spoke at the close of trade Thursday.
A little bit of recovery in all of the markets, corn, soybeans, and wheat. So some positivity, nothing really amazing on the board on Thursday, Carl. Let's begin with South American weather. Maybe a bit supportive right now of the bean market?
Yeah, we're starting to get a little bit more support for the beans. And actually, the corn market's starting to perk up because of the South American weather. And we'll look at what's taking place. Northern Brazil is sitting actually pretty good right now. They're getting, you almost want to say almost too much rain. They're starting to get pretty wet up in northern Brazil. But as you move south, you get into central Brazil and then especially into southern Brazil and then cross over into the other big producing countries of Uruguay, Paraguay, and even into Argentina, you're starting to see drought conditions intensify. Now, it's not what you would call a major drought at this time. It's definitely abnormally dry, but looking at the extended forecasts, along with the potential and the building La Nina weather forecast, there's some concern of drought taking place later in the year that could really impact production. We've seen a few analysts walk back their soybean crop, most looking around 176 to 177 million metric tons, 2 million metric tons more than the USDA putting it at, but down almost 3 million metric tons from initial estimates. Looking at the corn, we're also seeing weather support there, especially in the state of Mato Grosso. Mato Grosso put a corn yield production estimate out this year at 57.1 million metric tons. That is down a large 6.7% from last year, despite planting more acres. Drought really starting to impact that safrinha crop.
Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Settlements from Thursday, March corn up 3.75 at 4.47 1/4. May corn also 3.75 higher, 4.54 1/2. January soybeans gaining 3.75 at 11.19 1/2. March beans 3.25 higher, 11.28 3/4. March wheat up 2 at 5.40 1/4. February live cattle climbing $2.10 to 2.24 even. February lean hogs up 85 cents at 81.85. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.